72 of
Brutal Battle.
Yes, it is. Brutal Battle is episode 72. And guess what? We brought back everybody from episode 70.
Wow, yeah. We're back. Hey-o. Look at us. We're here now.
After the recuperating a little bit from the Amber / Red Brutal Battle Royale tournament, mm-hmm. we are back. We are sitting here for a very special occasion. We are going to be doing another one of our taste-offs. If you'll remember some episodes back, we did a taste-off of the Heady Topper versus the Pliny the Elder, and it was Sean and myself.
Those other two suckers missed out on that one.
Yeah, who won, by the way?
Heady Topper.
I'm not surprised.
Both outstanding beers, as we said on the podcast, but Heady Topper was a lot significantly more unique of a flavor profile. Mm-hmm. Not that it's, you know, Russian River's fault, because when you do something early and you do it so well, everyone's going to try to copy you. So that's just kind of how it goes. But
no fault to them.
Let's get, we'll just say, in case people didn't listen to episode 70, it's Sean Creel from Brewkeep. It's Matt Van Zandt from Brewkeep. It's Kyle Harris, formerly of Brutal Battle.
Now a fatherhood.
Yes, exactly.
Somebody needs to get their priorities in order.
Yeah, I know. Jesus,
beers before babies.
Usually I have baby in one hand, beer in the other.
That's good.
Until I fall over, then nothing's in my hand.
Oh my god.
Regrets.
Oh my god, I broke the beer. Yeah. All right, well, let's get it out of the way real quick. Knowledge.
As soon as I saw you pull out your phone, I knew that's what you were
doing. You've been missing it. I know you have.
It's my favorite segment we did ever.
Yeah. So today's hop is the Herald hop, the origin being England. Perfect intro by Sean because of this hop.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, all right. The description is lemon and citrus. Details on it. It was bred at HRI, Y College, released in the mid-1990s. It was a dwarf variety. Can you expound on dwarf variety?
Yeah, most of the hop varieties, they're growing up like 20 feet in the air. So you've got to get pickers or like machinery that can reach up there to get it, or up on ladders and stuff. But the dwarf varieties are much lower. You can keep it to the ground so one person can, for the most part, walk by and as long as they're trimmed properly, be able to pick everything off of there.
Look at this. Every time we have Sean on, we learn something.
That was not like a canned response either. You're just like, bam.
Yeah. On. Just throwing it out there with authority. So the Herald hop, used for bitterness, flavor, and aroma, and some substitutions for it are Pilgrim as well as Pioneer. Two examples of beers. I haven't even heard of these breweries, but I thought they sounded interesting. Kellam Island Brewery's Vanilla Sky, as well as Holden Brewery's Burton Runner.
Tech support!
I'm not even familiar with those breweries.
I'll say that's a hop you don't hear about often, so it makes sense that some of these breweries are some of here.
Well, the thing is, you guys on Brewkeep have so many hops on there, and a lot of people haven't heard of a lot of the hops. You know, I myself being one of those. So, you know, we're just going to hit all sorts of stuff that people have no clue.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there have been a few we've gone through already. I can't find any examples, honestly. Like, it's a hop, but no one wants to use it somehow.
We're trying to design it so, like, you know, when you go to the hop guide through the educational section of our site, you can get the basic information up there. You can get the hop, where it was, a description of it, and, like, the alpha acids or the region. You know, we get a chart up there for you. Then when you click on it, you can dive down into as much detail as you want to go throughout the site. So we just want to try and make it accessible to everybody, but also have the depth there for somebody who's really into it, too.
And Matt, to get you involved in this, you guys are going to be dropping a new website and an app at some point.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Our timing right now is July for that. A soft launch. Spread it out with our friends and family and, you know, close people in the industry. And then just make sure our servers don't crash, make sure the site isn't glitchy, if it is, fix those issues and snowball the promotions up to probably late summer, where we're working on a couple of events in the Baltimore and D.C. areas to spread the word about Brewkeep.
As in going to events that are already in existence or creating your own?
Creating our own.
Oh, man. Yeah, VIPs. Kyle and I VIPs,
of
right?
Of course, absolutely.
Any excuse to get away from my child. I mean, I love being a father.
Yeah, it should be a good time. New app, new site. We're excited.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited. I'm also excited about the fact that we have Founders KBS sitting in front of us, as well as Goose Island's Bourbon County brand stout. Mm-hmm. Now, people talk a lot about both of these beers, and there always has been this kind of which is better. So we're here with our advanced palates to figure out that age-old question, which is better.
Mm-hmm. We will tell you which one you will like better.
Yes.
And you then, will listen to us.
And then you will stop purchasing the other one.
Yep.
I'd rather them stop purchasing both so I can get my hands on
it. Yes, yeah, exactly.
I've actually never heard of the Goose Island one until you guys started talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was really, the Goose Island Bourbon County Stout was really the first bourbon barrel aged beer in the U.S. Far as I'm aware.
I'll keep that. Should we let that bias our opinion, though?
Well, we don't know which is which.
Yeah, we don't know which one.
Good point. They are blind.
We're tasting a blind like we did the Heady Topper and the Pliny the Elder. We don't want to know what's what. We want to figure out what is the best and then reveal what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how we do here at Brutal Bands.
It's like my first episode.
Yeah, all again. All over again.
I'm curious to see how much of the coffee comes out in the KBS. I mean, that's basically the breakfast stout aged in bourbon barrels, right?
I think so.
I wonder how, with the aging process, how much of that coffee really sticks around or if we'll be able to pick that up. I've had the Bourbon County before, and, you know, there were a lot of, like, those dark, roasty notes. You could kind of perceive something that was similar to coffee. So I'm curious to see how these two match up.
Is this a first-time KBS for all of us?
Yes. No. Yeah. And no? First-time Bourbon County for me, actually.
I've had KBS.
Kyle's had KBS. It was some time ago.
I had a Blind Tiger in Manhattan. About three or 4 years ago.
How's that bar?
Amazing.
I've heard really good things. My favorite
in Manhattan, definitely.
Yeah.
A couple other ones I like in Brooklyn and Green, whatever, but yeah, I love that place. It's really cool.
Very cool.
Gotta get up there and check it out sometime.
God, go during the day. Nighttime, don't even bother.
Well, I will say that the Bourbon County brand stout was provided by Sean, and the KBS was provided by myself, and I had to stand in line for a half an hour. in order to get just one bottle of it for $7, 12-ounce. But, you know, I was like, it's totally worth it. It's for the show. And listeners, take note. I do this for you. Mm-hmm. I do it for myself, though, too.
He does it for his own ego.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yes. Well, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll hate it. So. Let's go ahead and... actually, I should turn a light on in here, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
I took for granted the fact that the natural light from outside would be enough. Not the beer.
Glorious.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a look. I think the coloration looks very similar, except at least from here, it looks like the second one has a bit tanner of a head to it.
I don't have any foam on my head right now. I'm trying to.
Yeah, they look like the same beer, as far as I'm concerned. Maybe a little bit. Honestly, I get a little bit more head on the first one.
They're very similar.
The second one, for me, it looks a little browner. The head looks a little browner to me. A little bit.
Yeah, I can see that.
I get tinier bubbles in the second one.
Yeah, definitely.
Indicative of?
Yeah, I know.
More alcohol.
I know where you're going on that. I do know where you're going.
Where are you going with that? I'm not sure.
He's already...
bubbles indicative of more alcohol?
Oh, are one of these higher than the other? I actually don't know much about the KBS.
I don't know, but we have the bottles in bags, like we usually do for the mystery beers, so we'll be able to read that.
I'm not trying to deduce which one's which. I don't want to know.
I've already started deducing. I think I already know which one's which just on the look, but we'll see. Let's go ahead and pick up number one.
Smell the first one.
Oh my God. Coffee.
Yeah, wow. I get coffee, too.
Yeah.
Mm. I guess that answers that question.
I get sweet chocolate, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very sweet chocolate. You get that raisiny, high alcohol scent on it too.
Yeah, there's some of those darker red fruits and raisins.
Yes,
like
totally.
The booze isn't harsh.
No, it's not overpowering, which I'm very.
There's lots of those
sweet
malts in there to balance it out. I think that
super.
Just lay over top of it.
Smells like heaven.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement. The nose on this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I want to jump in.
Okay, well, let's go ahead, everyone.
Pour it all over my body and have you lick it off.
Kyle, we've only started.
Mm. Ooh. Well, so there's a little more booze in the flavor there.
Ooh.
Yeah. Comes out a little stronger, but it's really good.
It's velvety.
Yeah, it is. It's your
smooth,
mouth.
Man.
Like a freaking dump truck.
Yeah. It's velvety smooth like a dump truck. I'm a little confused.
It's a dump truck. Covered in velvet.
I'm just saying it hits all your, like, all the tastes, different tastes in your mouth.
It's full of flavor in every direction that it goes,
I'm getting a strong, bitter quality from the roasted notes.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Roasted. That is such a robust beer. you know it's there. It's presenting itself like kicking the door into your palate and just like, what's up?
This is our first beer of the day. This is...
But as far as like the carbonation goes, you know, it's not bubble. It, like you were saying, the velvet, it just kind of like, it's punching you with flavor, but at the same time, it's just like sitting gently in your mouth at the same time. Now I understand the dump truck with velvet.
My gentle wheels.
The velvet dump truck.
There you go.
That will forever be a thing. Let's make a t-shirt for Brutal Battle. It says velvet dump truck on it.
I would wear that shirt.
Are you guys getting any of the barrel notes from this?
In the taste, yes. In the nose, yes as well. But it's not extremely strong. I think it's a lot more subtle than I expected it to be for either of the beers.
I'm not getting much of whatever was in the barrel before. Maybe some resiny wood character.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm picking up on some bourbon coming out of that.
I get a little bit. It's not, you know,
it's not as strong as I was expecting it to be.
I don't get the alcoholic burn of a bourbon, but I get the bourbon flavors.
Yeah, I get a touch of burn. Touch.
Yeah,
I do get the resiny wood.
I think it's interesting tasting different barrel-aged beers, bourbon barrel-aged beers, across the spectrum, and trying to figure out what bourbon type of bourbon they used in them. Because can really start picking up some interesting notes. Like Duclos, when they do their bourbon barrel-aged stuff, I think they're using Elijah Wood barrels, and you get tons of that sweet vanilla caramel. And
you mean Elijah Craig?
Yes, that's what I said.
Elijah Wood.
Is that the actor? That's an actor, right?
His own barrels?
Yeah, I don't think they used his barrels. I don't know.
It tastes like Frodo Baggins.
it's a Hobbit-aged beer.
Mm-hmm.
It was just in his pants while they were filming The Hobbit.
I'm sure it wasn't the only thing in his pants.
That kind of threw me off, man.
Sorry about that. I just brought this to a screeching halt.
Well, the interesting thing, though, is, are you familiar with 50-50 Brewing?
Really good. No.
They put out a series called Eclipse, and it's an Imperial Stout.
Oh, okay. I've seen the Eclipse
bourbon
labels,
barrel aged, but they put one out for all these different bourbons that they get barrels from.
That's cool.
So there's like, what's one, like White Rose, they have an Elijah Craig, they have a...
they have an Elijah Wood?
Yes, they have an Elijah Wood. They also have a Sean Astin and a Viggo Mortensen. Yeah. Mm. No, but I would think that tasting that, like that line of beers, would probably be the best way to figure out the differences in those bourbon barrels.
I would love to try and get a hold of some of those then. That's
Maybe that's one for the show. Although I will say those bottles are like $32 a piece. They're expensive. So maybe we split it and we could do a show.
Each bring one.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Go ahead and check out two.
Yeah, let's check out number two. Sniff on this. A little boozier in the nose. Definitely more boozy.
A lot more raisin, resin character.
Oh, yeah, big time.
The darker fruits. Yeah, those are a lot stronger.
Not as much of the sweet chocolate.
No.
I get a little bit of like a roasty, almost like a char off of this one. A little smokiness, maybe.
I can agree with that.
Smoking, yeah.
And if I'm getting some subtle chocolate, but the chocolate I'm getting, whereas the last one was a little milk chocolatey, this is kind of dark chocolatey.
Yeah.
Is there a little dark salt chocolate on the nose, Baker's maybe? Chocolate. I might be stretching a bit.
So I was going to say a little bit of a mineral earth quality to this.
I think that's kind of what I'm perceiving is that charred nose too in there too. I can see that. I can see the saltiness too.
I don't like this nose as much. A raisin nose for me I'm not crazy about, honestly. And this, I get more of a synthetic chocolate kind of smell here.
I like the smell because I know what it can mean, taste-wise.
Yeah.
But yes, like I understand what you're saying about that, Kyle, because there are a lot of higher alcohol beers that they all have the same nose.
Mm-hmm.
And there's very different...
That dark fruit.
Like, they're not very different in the other notes that go along with it.
Going back
triples? No triples have a lot of that, like, raisin kind of smell?
Yeah, but they also have all that Belgian yeast coming through. But a lot of the triples, in my opinion, smell the same.
I think quads will probably have more of the darker fruit.
I know it was something in there. One of those.
Going back and forth between these two? Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you get that sweet in coffee in one that you don't get in two, I think. It's very...
Is that giving it away?
I don't know.
I get, like, wet gym socks when I go back to one.
What? Leave it up to Kyle. That's why we love you on the show, Kyle.
It just hit me a little bit. It smells like my grandpa's.
I don't know what you stick up your nose before you come on here, but...
Nice. Well, on that note, let's try number two. Let's actually sip on that.
Oh.
That is viscous.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, it is. Man, it's like that... drinking a snack pack.
Mm-hmm. the bourbon-y notes, alcohol just coats the crap out of your palate.
Yeah.
It really does.
I think it's a good flavor, though. It's you can definitely tell the alcohol's there, but it's not burning. You know, it's not hot. It's just like it's
pleasant. It's like you know it's gonna warm you up, but it's not a bad thing.
If you breathe the right way, it's coming up your nose. Yeah, you know, like you're getting something out
of
your
tongue. Just did.
Yeah.
If you take too big of a sip, yeah, you can get a little bit of that burn, that backfire coming back up your nose.
But, does anybody get a little spice on this?
I'm just getting the kick from the alcohol and the bourbon. I mean, I'm getting a bit of a coffeeness to it, but that's really on the finish, and it's really.
It's more like coffee beans almost than sweet creamy coffee.
Yeah, good point. You're exactly right on that.
Yeah,
this is bourbon like bourbon.
Yeah,
this was aged well.
Molasses elements, I think.
Viscous.
One thing for I love the flavor that comes out up front in the second one. For me, the finish that I get so much of that smoke that I was getting the aroma coming through, and that is a little off putting just for me personally. I'm not a big fan of smoked beers, but I love the flavor up front of this. I think that's really good.
I like both of them. I like two. I like one a lot.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm gonna say one is my hands down favorite out of these two. Two, it's so alcoholic, it's so bourbon-y, which isn't a bad thing if that's what you're looking for, but there's so much more complexity in the nose and in the flavor for one, I just appreciate it more. So, that's my vote. Kyle, one or two on this?
I vote for one as well.
Vote
for what I remember.
I'm going to go with one as well. I really like two, but one is awesome. That's a really good flavor.
And Matt, your thoughts over here?
This is tough. I just went back and forth like three times.
I'm gonna
go with one. I like the extra coffee and sweet coffee elements in one, whereas in two, I think you get that. It's sweet, but it's like a dark sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sticks to your mouth. It's good, but I think one's like that. I think
I know which one's which.
I think I do too.
I think I have a feeling as well, but we'll
I think
see
you're
for
all
sure.
wrong, because you all think one's KBS.
I'm positive one is KBS.
Well, just from when I had it, I didn't like it because it was so heavy, and that this number two reminds me of it so much.
Okay. I think number two, I think you're thinking about it based off of any other beers that you had that day, and I think the Bourbon County is a really really big strong beer. I think just side by side comparison.
It doesn't drink heavy though. I mean, we had a full dinner and it was like at the end of the night, so yeah, it's probably.
From what I recall, Bourbon County is it 12% or 13%, whereas KBS I think is 11. I could be wrong there.
Okay.
So that could be
makes
a
sense
big,
then.
Big
I'm
difference.
Just trying to go off my memories from
say,
4 years ago.
I want to say BCS might even be higher.
Really?
14? Because I know I've had the barley wine that they make, or maybe it is like 12, and the barley wine's 11 or something like that. There's a little bit of a difference between the two. But as far as like I had the Bourbon County Stout next to the barley wine a few months back. And to me, the barley wine that they make just blew my mind. I mean, I thought that was an incredible beer. They take the barrels that they use to make the Bourbon County Stout. They wait after they've made the Bourbon County Stout with it, empty them out, then they put a barley wine in it. So you pick up the characteristics of the wood, the bourbon that was in it before, and now also the Bourbon County Stout. And get all of those flavors mixed into the barley wine. It's fantastic.
I have two of those sitting in my cellar. I haven't tried them yet.
You will enjoy those.
So, waiting.
We were lucky enough to get it on tap.
Oh,
the same night we drank Utopias. It was a good night for beer.
Well, recently, Church Key in D.C. got a keg of the Bourbon County Proprietors.
Oh, wow.
Which is done with
coconut?
Coconut. Yeah, coconut shavings. And I hear it is phenomenal. So.
I missed that memo.
The bar we had, the barley wine in Utopias was... GBD, which is the same company that owns Church Key, so
there you go.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they've got some connection. All right, well let's reveal it. We all voted for one, so it is unanimous, and one is KBS.
All right,
one was KBS, and
that's good.
I can confirm the alcohol percentage, I assume, on this. 11.2%, and there were 70 IBUs in that.
Well, I had no idea that that was 11.2%.
It is brewed with chocolate and coffee.
Okay. What is the coffee stout, then?
I think that's 8 or 9.
Yeah. Nine.
So this is definitely, they increase the recipe a little bit then. Mm-hmm. It's a little different.
Mm-hmm. So obviously number 2 is the Bourbon County, which is also a good beer.
That's the first one that was done in the States?
As far as I'm aware, it was like 1993 or something.
Early on.
It was a long time ago.
Strong first effort.
And bravo, no punches. They're still doing it, even though they're owned by the big boys.
It's kind of funny.
I mean, that's
the bottle's
a huge beer. People were probably just like, what in the hell is this?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You know, by the big guys, when they make these specialty beers, they're still doing those at the same brewery, supposedly the same way that they were doing. They've taken some of their year-round stuff and moved it out to some of the bigger breweries around the country.
That makes sense.
And they've tried to, they've worked really hard to keep the recipes the same. They've brought in the brewmasters from the old brewery over to do samplings and tastings and perfect it. And so they're actually doing a lot to try and preserve it, yeah.
The Bourbon County is 2013 vintage, 14.2 alcohol, so that's 3 percentage points higher than the KBS, so I mean, that makes sense.
I think they're both higher right now.
They're both quite good, I just prefer the KBS. I think, we all preferred the KBS in doing the side-by-side.
Two is just, it could be thinned out just a hair, just give me a little bit more carbonation maybe, just loosen it up just a touch.
It's kind of what the barley wine does, it's like 12%, so it's a couple points lower. But you still get all that sweet malt flavors in there, mm-hmm. a little bit less of the roast, and without the char on the end. It's really good.
Awesome. Cool. Well, that was a fun exercise. I think everyone would agree, most likely. Yeah.
I like these.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to keep sipping. Well, Matt already finished. I'm going slow. I'm going to keep sipping.
I noticed. Jeez.
But now let's bring beers A and B in front of us, because yes... This is like a regular episode. We are still doing the mystery beers. And they're probably going to suffer greatly because we just had two quite good beers.
I have to rinse my palate here.
Yeah, we have some crackers here for you guys. Sorry, there's a dump bucket.
I am not on the up and up. The current Master Overlord is...
The same as it ever was.
Oh, wow.
Should we just crunch these crackers right up next to the microphone?
If you wish. You can do the same. Just watch your crumbage.
Listeners love nothing more than hearing people chew.
Yeah, exactly. And yawn. Yawning's another one. Yeah. And snorting and blowing their nose.
I was guilty of yawning on many an episode.
Yeah. It happens.
Carlin, next time you stand in line, can you get a few KBSs, not just one?
Absolutely not. They wouldn't allow it. The place I went to only got one case. Uh-huh. And of that case, the guy who got it was keeping a bunch for himself.
Oh, that's
so
good.
He was only giving out 16.
That's why you want to work somewhere.
That is maybe. Why someone would want to work at a liquor store.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good reason.
Yeah, yeah. You can get... connections. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, hey, here's a case of very rare beer. Half of it for me, and half for everyone else.
No, half of it for me, half of it for my friends.
That happened to me once with On the Wings of Armageddon. Mm-hmm. Mike from Wine World.
As long as it gets paid for, everybody's happy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
When KBS came to town for me, it was sold out from every store that had it within an hour of the store's opening. It's nearly impossible to get.
Yeah. It's very, very hard. So listeners, this was a big feat in order to actually get KBS. I got up at like 7 o'clock on a Saturday. On a Saturday to get this beer for the show. Yes.
Thanks.
I had to drive an hour and a half, too.
Kyle and I just showed up today.
Yeah. Rolled out of bed at noon and just walked over.
I got some beers for episode 70. I did work.
You had done some work.
We do work sometimes.
And someone won.
Someone did win.
70.
And hopefully they listened.
Well done, you.
Person. People. All right, well, we have beers A and B in front of us.
I don't want to finish this.
They are basically like the same color.
I was going to say, it looks like...
Except A has a lot more head.
Copper beers, yeah.
A just actually has some head to it, and B really doesn't have any head. Yeah. But they look the same. They're very copper, yeah.
B has almost nothing left.
I'm really curious if these are the same beers just poured out just to mess with us.
Top five beers ever.
It's possible, you know, Rebecca could be messing with us and like, same beer. They'll see if they can figure out that it's the same beer.
They look exactly the same.
Were these left over from the,
From the
70s tournament?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're both this deep copper color. It's a nice color.
Ruby red.
Yeah, it is a nice color to it. They look red. Yeah.
One's Killian's and one's Killian's.
A looks a little hazier to me.
Oh.
Harder to see through, but other than that, yeah.
Ooh.
About the same.
Kyle just sniffed both of them real fast, and one got a bad reaction. And one
I wasn't
got a
expecting
reaction.
The aroma out of A.
I know.
All right, well,
I'm actually happy.
Let's break it down. Okay. Let's talk about A. What are the aromas?
A smells like my favorite.
It smells sour.
Damn,
sour,
it does,
fruity,
brother.
Fruity, some sweet fruit coming out of there.
Oh,
there's so much sourness to it. It's
Monk's Cafe.
Wow.
Vinegary.
Yeah, it's a little vinegary for Monk's Cafe.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this, to me, smells like a sour brown.
Yes.
I've had sour browns before. I remember the one that I had, the Splinter Brown, when we did the episode when I went to Trogues and was with Jeff Herb. And this smells exactly like their sour brown, the Splinter Brown. I think it's sour brown.
We had the Monk's Cafe on a few episodes back, and I think it's a very similar characteristics coming off. I feel like it's a little bit stronger off of this one.
Yeah, that's fun. Vinegar is a little bit. A little bit more twang to it.
I do, this is kind of odd, but I want to say on the end, two things. It's a little cola-like in the end scent, but I also get a hint of, like, walnuts.
I get Salisbury steak.
That's just making
but
things...
savory, kind of like Worcestershire kind of...
I was just rubbing my leg and making things up right now.
I'd rather say steak than sweaty socks.
Yeah. Who doesn't love Salisbury steak?
Smells of fermented cheese.
Yes. I'm getting a lot of those, the tarp ripe fruits out of this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very tart. Got a little bit of the vinegariness for a sour. If this isn't a sour, then someone screwed up big time.
I'm not picking up on any of, like, any funkiness off of this, though. No. Like the Brettanomyces kind of characteristic.
No, it's pretty clean. It's a clean sour.
And there's two types of sour, funky and vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very...
Sometimes you can get
sometimes
them where they're blended together.
I thought there were three different types. There was the funky, the cold, and the Medina. No, that joke didn't land, really. Okay.
That went right over my head. I'm sorry.
You lost me there.
Tone Loke.
Funky, cold, Medina.
Come on. Okay,
I got
they thought
right
I was
away.
Being serious was the problem. I really
we're a little older than
like,
these.
Oh, Medina. Yeah. I have to go research that.
Yeah.
I was expecting you to start going through the three yeast strains that they use for the sour.
God, I'm so old.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting some cranberry notes.
Funky cold.
Which I can see that.
Yeah.
I can definitely see cranberry.
Definitely the berries.
All right, I'm ready to try those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's friggin' sour.
I feel like I just ate a warhead.
Yes.
It's very delicious, too.
This reminds me of the time I drank...
Raspberry.
Well, I won't say what it was, but it was a very sour, very aged beer. This is good.
I get raspberry, like right off the vine.
Remember
raspberry.
That one beer in my basement?
Yeah, I could see that. The raspberry? Sure.
Carlin, I've got a question.
This is kind of blackberry to me a little bit.
Do any of these beers get secretly plucked from your cellar of beers without you knowing?
Yes, sometimes it happens.
I have an idea. I know what beer this is.
Oh, man, it's sour.
I think there's quite a possibility that I tasted this beer for my podcast a couple weeks back.
Oh, really? Okay.
Going from bourbon barrel-aged stouts to this, it's like another dump truck.
This is a hell of an episode.
This isn't a velvety dump truck. This is a dump truck of apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is super, super.
It is very apple cider.
This is one of the most sour beers I've ever tasted.
Mm-hmm. It's really sour, but it's not bad.
No,
like, I actually kind of like it.
It finishes off, it drops off, it doesn't linger around, like it doesn't burn out your palate.
Pretty clean
still.
Palate.
It's just, it's a shock to it, but then you can kind of recover from it.
You're totally right on that, and I think that's why it's not bad. Like, at first you're kind of like, oh my god, the sourness is so much, and then it does just dissipate enough to kind of like leave your palate almost neutral.
Yeah.
I think the fruits are less evident in the flavor than they were in the aroma for me.
Right up front,
for me.
It mixed in with that sourness, I get a lot of fruits.
Yeah.
But then it kind of fades out a little bit after.
Maybe that's what it is. It just goes away as soon as I swallow.
Yes.
This really reminds me of when I have like very tart blackberries. Mm. So, I'll just say that.
You guys get any woodiness out of this?
Raspberry. I mean, it could be like that. What's that? I'm sorry.
Do you get any woodiness out of this? little oak, like tannin kind of characteristic. I can't tell if it's just the acidity hitting me or if there's some tannins from some like barrel.
I get something from the malts there, but I'm not so sure.
Yeah, a little woody. I could definitely see that, a little oaky-ish. It's, you know, as sours have a tendency to do, like it's making my teeth chalky.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like forming that film on your teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I actually don't like the film because it feels weird, but I like the flavor of the beer.
I kind of get some like some raisins or something.
Gin raisin?
Like a dried shriveled up fruit or something, you know, of some sorts.
Craisins.
Do you remember drinking Lawfully from New Belgium? This is as sour as that, I think.
I think this is more sour than Lawfully,
so?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But very vinegary.
I've never had Lawfully. I hear great things from people who are big sour fans, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a good one.
Well, let's move on to B and see what we can smell on this beer. I wonder if this will also be a sour.
Yeah,
this just cleanses it very different.
No, it does not smell anything like that.
Is this a mystery for you too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No idea on these. It's pretty normal.
This smells like nothing.
Like a. I don't know how I describe this. It's kind of a.
Like a dusty closet.
Medicinal.
Yeah, medicinal.
Man.
Like Band-Aid-y, almost.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of smells
I
like
get Band-Aid, yeah.
You guys know how
like
I love that smell.
It almost smells a little like Tums to me, kind of.
Yeah,
I usually try to keep my descriptions
kind of
as positive
yeah.
as possible. I want to describe this one as like a Band-Aid you've been wearing on your thumb for
a week?
A couple of days.
Yeah, it's like
wash your hands a couple times. It's a little...
Oh, yeah.
It's like Band-Aids and
earthy Band-Aid?
Yeah.
Band-Aids and aspirin.
It's the Band-Aid you find on the floor of a public shower.
Maybe, yes.
It does
actually,
smell like you open
maybe
up.
The flavor will shock me and
it's like
it'll be really surprising. But
a container of Tylenol and you smell it.
Yep.
It's, what's that really crappy old school gum that you would chew?
Double Bubble or
double
like
Bubble?
Bubble,
no.
Bubble Yum? Or
double, it might be Double Bubble actually.
Like
double
the baseball
bubble.
Gum?
Yeah.
It comes in
it's
a bucket.
Like, it's like that. God, it tastes
like a very plain.
I get a little bit
gum.
Of that
yes.
off of
yes.
You get the stick with the pack of baseball cards, you bite into it
yes.
and just splinter into
I'm
it.
Hard as shit.
I do get a little of that sweetness coming through, the bubblegum sweetness mixed.
Yeah.
Like if you wrapped a piece
like
of bubblegum with a Band-Aid. A
bubblegum
Band-Aid. Floor.
Yeah.
That's our second t-shirt, bubblegum Band-Aid.
Well, I have to taste this. I hope it's better.
All right, let's taste it. See what's up. What? Oh, that's interesting.
Cherry cough syrup?
There's definitely fruit to it.
Some fruitiness. There's some decent bitterness in this.
Yeah.
There is decent bitterness.
Hmm.
I'm trying to suss out for myself what the fruit flavor is. But it does taste like aspirin.
It still has the medicinal taste.
This beer, to me, is just not well put together.
No.
I get a strong kick of like earthy bitterness from the hops coming through with this weird Band-Aid earthiness as well. Then you got the bubble gum, a little bit of that sweetness, a little bit of the sweet malts, and it's kind of all over the place and in all the wrong directions.
I don't like the mouthfeel for these flavors either. Mm-hmm. It's thick. Viscous, and it's not what I want. Something clean that's going to taste like this. This is
at some point in there. There's kind of a good grapey flavor, but it's sandwiched between unsavory flavors.
I get birch beer a little bit. Maybe
it's
like
been a long time since I've had birch beer.
Grape combined with your bubble gum. Maybe that's what I'm picking up. Birch beer kind of.
I can see
flavor.
Some kind of soda quality coming through there.
Yeah,
like sarsaparilla.
The finish is so bad. The finish is so bitter and so medicinal that it just washes everything away so quickly that it's potentially positive.
I know I did. I just want to make sure everybody else did. Like, you guys all cleaned your palates pretty good. Because I know going from a sour beer to beer can kind of screw it up a little bit. But, I drank a good amount of water in between there. Tried to clean my palate as much as possible. So I don't think there's anything mixing from
that.
It's just
train wreck. That's terrible.
I'm going to go back to A just to make my palate taste better.
Is this our dump bucket?
Yes. B is actually boozy, too.
I'm not a fan of that at all.
I feel like B could be some sort of, like, failed, like, barley wine or something. That's just...
I can't even...
A 7.5% failed barley wine. Like, a barley wine that didn't finish fermenting? I don't know.
Yeah, I dumped B as well.
It's tough to guess what that is.
Dumping B.
Goodbye, B.
I'm pretty sure I can safely say I've never tasted B before in my life. Like,
no, I think if I bought a beer like that, I wouldn't finish it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about ratings here. Is there anyone who has something, a number in their mind already for A? Kyle, oh, you have held your hand up.
No, I was holding up one. I was holding up one for B.
I think about A.
A, yeah. I don't really like it, honestly. And I'm a huge sour fan. I'm not... Something really? About... Like, I like it at first, and then it drops off, and something about the body after that just doesn't sit well with me. I don't know what it is.
It finishes very quick, and there isn't... some of the sour beers I really like tend to linger a little bit, and they are kind of palate-ruining beers in a way.
It makes
me
cringe, almost. Something in this...
I think another thing I like about sour beers generally is that as you drink it, the sourness starts to... Dwindle. You don't pick up on it as much, and so you can start picking up underlying flavors in
it's
there.
It's the same with intense hopping. And a lot of, you know, like high alcohol, too. And a lot of beers have that.
I think with this one, though, it's just like, it's every time you sip it, you get that one of the most sour flavors you've ever tasted up front, and it drops off, and you lose the depth and complexity that a lot of sour beers have hidden underneath. I really enjoy the flavors that are coming through.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of a balance. I think it's kind of one or the other. And
like I said, I've had some sours that are more sour than this, so it's not that.
I would probably stick a number to it. I'd probably go with, I think a 6 for this beer.
Okay.
I like it.
So Sean hits it with a 6. Matt, what do you want to give A?
It's good. May or may not return to it if I had the opportunity. I'd go 5, right down the middle.
So he's going with a 5 on that one. Kyle, do you have an idea?
I'm going to go... I mean, there are some qualities I like, so I'm not going to go super, super low, but I'll give it a 3.
You're giving it a 3?
I'm crazy about it. Yeah, I like it.
3?
And the spectrum of sours is definitely on the lower end for me.
Okay, and I'm going to be a little difficult as well. I'm going for a 4 on it. So we basically did 3, 4, 5, 6. So not too crazy. So that's an overall 4.5, which is not too bad.
Yeah,
that's not bad. Especially
how
for
much
the show.
We usually trash this trash beer.
Can I take a stab at what I think this is?
Yeah. What do you think A is?
I want to say Russian River Consecration.
No way. If that's Consecration,
probably not, but
no.
If that's Consecration, I'm going home. out that door.
I don't think it is. I have had Consecration. Kyle had
a
stride.
That is my favorite beer
I had
ever.
I had it a couple weeks ago, and like I thought there were a lot of similar flavors through this. I don't know.
God, if it is, I will just eat this.
I'm curious to see what this one is.
Who wants to go ahead on B?
It is similar.
I'm going to say 1.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt's going a 1 on that.
Can we get lower than 1?
No. Kyle's going a 1.
I didn't like it at all. I didn't find anything that I could pull out of that.
So you're saying
redeeming.
A 1 as well?
I get 1.
So you're saying a 1 as well. I'm going to be... I tasted something kind of good in it. But there was that aspirin-y... Just the finish was, like, really terrible. But I'm going to... I feel like I'm between 1 and 2 on this.
One of us.
Yeah, I'm going 1 as well. That's an overall of 1. It's not a good beer. They screwed something up with that.
This is, now that I think, this is very similar to Consecration, though. If this is Consecration, I'm going to cry.
All right, well, as we usually do, let's go ahead and reveal the loser for this episode. The loser of this episode with an overall of 1. And basically, we can agree, a terrible beer, in our opinion, is, goddamn, Brimstone by Duclaw.
Wow.
Their rye wine style ale. Did I say like a barley wine? Like a failed barley wine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was right
drawing board, Duclaw.
Is this a new one? I haven't heard of
it. Yeah, it's new and it was a limited release.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen it on the shelves. I haven't tried it yet.
My buddy
not
said,
gonna try it now.
My buddy said it was really good.
Huh.
Interesting.
Didn't like it.
He was wrong.
Maybe it was a different
bad bottle. I don't know.
I don't think the rye wine style is a good idea based on this.
I like the idea, but yeah, this is not a good presentation.
I didn't pick
that
up on
idea.
Any. Well, I guess I was mentioning like earthy notes, so I guess that's where the rye is kind of coming in there.
Yeah.
God,
now you have me worried. If this is Consecration, I'm gonna.
I don't know where that bubblegum characteristic was coming through.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was
weird. Interesting. Okay, well, A with an overall of 4.5. Is
thank God.
Lawfully,
okay.
By New Belgium. It is the 2013 vintage.
I'm not crazy after all.
So this wasn't more sour than the Lawfully.
And Stu Williams, our fan Stu, sent the Lawfully in.
Thank you, Stu.
Stu.
Thanks a lot, Stu.
Thanks, Stuart.
Well, if you haven't been able to figure out by listening to the episode, Stu is a grade A dude. He is a cool guy because he sent us a box of beer. And listeners out there, if you want to do the same and have your name all over this podcast because mm-hmm. you sent us beers, and we'll try your beer. We'll trash some. We'll talk well about others. You know, just shoot us an email, brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to give us reviews and stars on iTunes. It always helps out. We are also going to start having our show run. All the re-airs of our episodes are going to be on Renegade Radio. Renegade, they're such renegades, they spell Renegade wrong. It's spelled R-E-N-A-G-A-D-E. You can listen to that at renegaderadio.weebly, which is W-E-E-B-L-Y.com. At the moment, when I last heard, we were going to be on every Wednesday night at 7 Eastern Standard Time, but at some point moving to Thursdays for their Thirsty Thursday lineup when that happens. So we're moving up in the world, and breweries out there send us beer. We've had two thus far. We had Sweetwater and Flying Dog, and that makes those breweries the best breweries in the world now, in my opinion. So, good episode. Good episode. I mean, I know the mystery beers weren't as fun as the KBS in Bourbon County, but
gosh.
Good episode here.
If you enjoy the hop knowledge, check out Brewkeep. We've got a podcast up there. It's a real short segment, a little bit of educational information up front for about 3 to 5 minutes, and then we do a tasting of a beer and kind of break down the characteristics in there for the second half of the episode. So it's perfect for a short walk in and out of work, a little 7 to 10 minute clip.
Yeah, so they basically stole our idea. Brandon has their own.
It's okay.
So congrats to you guys.
Good job.
I'm kidding.
Actually, I want to point out, in retrospect, I nailed it. I said sour brown for
and
beer
that's
eight.
A sour brown.
And it was a sour brown, so
mm-hmm.
proof positive.
Golf clap.
The man.
Yeah, you're so good.
You're the best.
So good.
But actually, if anyone wants to write in and say otherwise, I'll read it on air. I don't care. You know, you can write in and say, actually, you're all not right. good, and here are the reasons why.
Tune in for the next episode. I'm writing in.
Yeah, exactly. Write in, Kyle's
going to create a fake email address and send it in and be like, you're the worst.
This podcast sucks, except for that guy, Kyle. He's mm-hmm. so good looking.
He needs to come back. It's not a podcast without him.
He sounds like he's so well endowed.
Even though he wants to kill his baby.
No, I don't. I have the best child on earth. He is so well behaved.
He stares right into your soul through those pictures.
I know. It's kind of creepy. He is adorable. I'm sorry. He is the little tiger.
All right, enough talk about babies. It's all about beer.
Yeah,
babies.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and please never forget to... Kyle.
I'm gonna...
Say it!
You... To keep it brutal.
Okay. Thank you.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.